UTSA went in 2 years ago during Baylor's 1-11 campaign. Baylor went in last year by a couple of scores down in San Antonio, and now back at McLean. And joining us now on the phone lines from UTSA Rivals and BirdsUp.com is Javi Cardenas. And Javi, we do appreciate the time as always. We were just discussing a couple of the key areas we felt like in this game, but in doing so, and with UTSA's win over Incarnate Word last week, it sure seems like the Frank Harris hype train is fully on the tracks, and it's zooming down now after last week. Heard a lot about this young man previously, but Javi, just what kind of fire did he light under the fans? Because when we last talked to you, it sure didn't seem like the Roadrunners were entering for some grand season, but in 1 week's time, in one game's time, it sure seems like a lot of people are suddenly very optimistic about UTSA.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. We when we talked earlier in the year, things were looking too great, right? We didn't know what was going to happen at the quarterback position for UTSA. There was a lot of unknowns. You know, Frank Harris was recovering from an injury. All we had heard in the past, you know, how good he could be and the explosiveness that he could bring, but you know, that never, we hadn't really seen it since his junior year because he got hurt during his senior year. But so he had his first chance last week against Incarnate Word, and man, I think he blew everybody's expectations out of the water. UTSA didn't have a single 100-yard rusher all year last year. Obviously, it was a very hard year for UTSA, so he broke that in the first game of the year. So right off the bat, he started breaking records at UTSA, and I mean, he looks to be as good as advertised. You know, we'll see what happens this week as he faces, obviously, a better opponent, a Power 5 opponent. But, you know, it's definitely a lot of positives.
I know that there wasn't a lot of design runs for Frank last week, but he still did really well, like you said, going over 100 yards. Do you expect to see maybe some design runs, more of those kind of wrinkles thrown into the game plan this week?
I think you will. You saw a lot of RPO, concepts last week. You know, he has the ability to, you know, obviously to take off and run. He can pass the ball deep fairly well. Frank Wilson mentioned that they didn't necessarily have a lot of design runs for him last week. But, you know, with a dual threat quarterback like he is, he has the ability to extend plays, to get out of the pocket and maybe get that first down when nothing's there. So I don't know if you'll see a lot of design runs for him, but he will have the ability to, you know, break a tackle here and there where he's trying to get the first down.
Javi, Baylor's faced some really talented defensive linemen from UTSA over the past few years. Are they still really good at that position? Have they been able to replace and kind of replenish that position group again this year?
Yeah, they did. You know, they lost Kevin Strong, who's with the Detroit Lions right now. Obviously, back in 2017, they lost, Baylor played with against Marcus Davenport. So, you know, the last 2 years, they've had two NFL-type linemen, on the line. And this year, I don't know if they'll have an NFL-type talent right on the roster, but what they do have is depth. Frank Wilson has mentioned that they can go three deep at defensive end and about two deep, you know, maybe three deep at defensive tackle. We'll see how that matches up against, like, a Power 5 offensive line like Baylor, especially, you know, a good one. So we'll see, but it's definitely a positive. You'll see a lot of almost hockey line changes in the defensive line where you'll see four guys coming in and four guys coming out. So that allows them to, you know, stay fresh, have a big impact on the game, and still have, like, a good rotation of bodies in there without a lot of drop-off.
Javi Cardenas, who covers UTSA here with us on ESPN Central Texas. And Javi, in previewing this game a couple of times now, I mean, it seems like it's all about Frank Harris and the D-line as far as Baylor's biggest concerns go, stopping those big guys up front and also trying to slow down or stop Frank Harris as well. Is there another aspect, though, to this team that you think could pose a true threat to Baylor tomorrow afternoon? Or do you think those are the two key areas and that's pretty much what it boils down to?
Obviously those are the two big ones. But I would say don't sleep on UTSA's young running backs. They have a true freshman, Sincere McCormick, and a true sophomore in Brendan Brady, both from the San Antonio area, from Judson and Steele. They played very well last week. They do have the ability to, you know, break once. And Sincere McCormick had about a 40-yard run against Incarnate Word. If UTSA can establish the run game and get some chunk yards on first down with the running backs, I think that can be a wrinkle that maybe, you know, teams aren't really, looking at. They could break a run here or there. They do have some talented wide receivers that did struggle at times last week. So they have the talent. It just they didn't really show it last week. So they do have athletes in certain spots that could be a factor, but it's just a matter of, you know, actually them living up to that expectation.
Has there been some extra attention put on penalties? Because the Roadrunners had a lot of penalties called on them last week, and they were still able to overcome that. Probably won't be able to do that this week if they suffer a lot of penalties again.
No, and, you know, and Frank Wilson mentioned that that's not really them. And last year they were, you know, one of the least penalized teams in Conference USA. So Frank Wilson kind of harped on, you know, that isn't us. He said the first couple, you know, no big deal. It's your first game of the season. But he said that that's something they looked at this week that they're going to correct. We'll see if that, you know, obviously happens in the game this week. But, yeah, that was very uncommon for UTSA. I mean, you know, holding penalty here, you know, all that good stuff, you know, it happens. But those unsportsmanlike conduct penalties that, you know, those were kind of concerning for Frank Wilson. So I'm sure that's something the staff addressed this week, and we'll see if, you know, that applies to the game this week.
Javi, last year when we talked to you, Frank Wilson was like this rising star in the coaching profession, and we're sort of counting down when he might get some more interest from bigger jobs. And then last year was disappointing, but is the fan base still have a lot of belief in him? And, I mean, is he on a hot seat in any way right now?
You know, I wouldn't say he's in the hot seat, but he is around it. he can't afford to have another year like he had last year, you know, in terms of maybe not even wins, but just the offense, you know, was one of the worst in the nation last year. So it's been a year and a half almost of bad offensive play by them. So, you know, even if they win four or five games, I think he'll be okay. As long as the team shows that they're growing, that, you know, there is a heartbeat to the offense, I think he'll be okay. He is building something special at UTSA, I think, with the talent he's brought in, with the things he's, you know, implemented. You know, he really brought up the program to, you know, an FBS caliber program, just in terms of personnel and facilities that he's been wanting and things he's been requesting. So it's definitely been a net positive for UTSA. They just need to see the wins, you know, on the win column.
You know, a couple years ago, there were some UTSA guys after that win over Baylor that got on social media, and they were, you know, talking a little noise and all of that. And I remember Frank Wilson going into that game seemed pretty confident. It could be the fact that, you know, Baylor just lost to Liberty the week before. But then last year, you know, Baylor comes into San Antonio, does their thing. In the build-up to this game, and especially given what happened with UTSA last week and how that kind of changed, you know, maybe thoughts on the season, what has been the talk of the UTSA players and Frank Wilson? How would you gauge their confidence level? And has there been anything of interest being said about Baylor in the build-up to this?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of mutual respect between both programs. You know, this is the third game, three-game series for these two programs. And obviously UTSA won the first one. Baylor, you know, pulled away late for the second game. So this week, just Frank Wilson has harped on, you know, how much explosiveness Baylor can provide, how physical Baylor is. And I heard Coach Rule say that as well, how, you know, physical and similar both teams are in their own respect. You know, obviously one being Power 5 and the other one not. But, yeah, I think it's just been, you know, mutual respect by both parties this week. They know they play a little bit of a similar style in their own respect. But, you know, I don't think there's been any animosity or anything, any controversial thing said. I think UTSA knows who Baylor is and the athletes they possess. So I think it's going to be a good game this week.
Javi, what's your prediction on what goes down tomorrow?
You know, I think it's going to be, you know, maybe another close game early on. But I just think this year, Baylor has really, you know, really explosive athletes, athletes in the skill positions. They have a big offensive line, a big defensive line. Definitely a stark contrast from what it was, you know, a couple years ago. You know, I think it might be early, but I think Baylor pulls away late, maybe, you know, 40-24 type of score.
Hey, man, good to talk to you as always. Javi Cardenas covers UTSA like no other. Check out birdsup.com. UTSA Rivals, part of the Rivals.com network, football, basketball, all UTSA Roadrunner sports. They got it covered for you at Rivals Javi, also on Twitter as well. Don't want to forget that. Hey, Javi, thanks so much, man, and enjoy the game tomorrow, and we'll talk to you very soon. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.